End crisis-ridden capitalism, fight for socialism. Scott Jones. The mass explosion in Sri Lanka, which has seen thousands storm the presidential palace forcing political leaders to flee the country, is a taste of things to come as the devastating cost of living crisis takes hold everywhere. In Sri Lanka, people are struggling to get fuel, medicine, and food, with prices for the latter 80% higher than a year ago. War rages in some places and climate catastrophe in others, both creating more refugees as people lose and flee their homes and unstable communities. Meanwhile, the tiny minority who control the wealth in society, the capitalist classes, are continuing to make massive profits at the expense of the rest of society. But the working class and poor are also fighting back. In Britain, a summer strike wave is underway. Mass uprisings have taken place in a series of countries, with powerful element of a revolutionary character, the most recent of which has been the massive revolutionary upsurge in Sri Lanka. In all countries, the conditions and movements they have spawned cry out for new mass workers' parties that can organize a united fight back and guide the growing anger in an anti-capitalist direction. The Socialist Party and our sister parties in the Committee for a Workers' International, CWI, are involved in fighting to build such parties, here and around the world. Fighting to create a new world run by the billions, and not the billionaires, which would eradicate poverty, war and all the other chaos of capitalism, a socialist world. Come to the international rally of the CWI and Socialist Party taking place on the 30th of July with socialist speakers from Sri Lanka, the USA, Chile, France, Nigeria and more.